Hi, Mr. Ballantyne.
How's it going, Tim?
Good. So I want to talk today about my outline, and I just put a whole bunch of ideas down before I do my like official IB outline, and I want to see if this is going the right path.
Okay, fantastic. So, I mean, why don't we start where it's obvious? Tell me a little bit about your introduction. What are you wanting to achieve in your introduction?
Exactly. So, I want to do several things. One, I need to make sure I define my global issue around fatherhood, and I need to define fatherhood itself. So, I'm really looking at fatherhood as being someone who protects or provides or is present in many respects. And then, of course, their values, what they fight for. But I want to end with my question, which is, how do these texts explore what it means to be a father in times of war? And so I'm going to... I don't want to run a thesis, because I don't know... I struggled with having an answer that wasn't a list, and I didn't like my list. So I want to end with a question of how these texts do it, and then I'm going to do that in my oral.
Okay. Absolutely. Are we going to have anything about each text as a brief overview, or are you going
to stick
with?
Oh, I should probably add that, don't I? Okay, so I will add that into my introduction, is that I need add text information. Yeah, I didn't do that, even though you told me to. So I'm going to add that text information, both on the abstract level and on the whole level.
Okay. And we talked last time, you were going to switch, you've switched around now, so you're going to be talking about the poster first, right?
That's correct.
Okay, and talk me through how you said before you're going to go extract, poster, and then move to the whole. So tell me, when you're exploring the extract, how are you going to explore that? How are you going to go about
it? So I think I'm going to focus first, although I've just asked the guiding question, I'm going to say, okay, so how does this poster demonstrate that? And I think I am going to give an answer. Okay. And I think the answer is very clearly, you fight, you go to war. Is what this poster is saying, and what this text is presenting to us as a purpose. So I'm going to give an answer right away.
Okay.
And then I'm going to try to explore why.
Okay.
Both why and how.
Sure.
And I think in the how, it's going to be looking at the actual text of the language, looking at the setting, and looking at the images or the facial expressions.
Okay. Excellent. So, and by the text, are you going to go straight into that question? Is that, that's going to be your first opening gambit, is it? In terms of the how.
Correct. Yes, I'm going to go right into the question itself. I'm going to go right into the connotations, the tone of it all, the you, what all that means. Yes. And then I'm going to use then the setting, or maybe I should do it the other way around, how the setting sets that all up. I don't know.
Okay. All right. I think I like what you've got in terms of moving from... Yeah, the question into aspects of the setting. You've got aspects of the atmosphere, the kids. You've got all these things that you're going to talk about, these sort of these details. I like you've got this bit about images coming next. You're going to go and zoom in on the specifics of some of the aspects, like the facial expressions, as you said here, the dad and where he's looking at focused. I'm just wondering, when we had our other brief conversation about some of the annotations for the poster, we talked about composition, and you haven't got that in here. Where...
Oh, yeah. I should probably include it. I didn't.
Where do you think it's going to fit in based on, if you're talking about the question, the setting, facial
I think
expressions?
After setting, if I talk about the composition of the poster itself, that will allow me to say like where the girl is positioned versus the boy versus the father, since that connects pretty closely to setting. And then that's still broader, where then even more narrow is the facial expression.
Okay. Perfect. And then you're going to move into the whole from that?
Yeah. And I think on this one, which would be different from Macbeth, I think on this one, I'm going to look at stylistic elements that are similar. And I don't know if that's okay, but I'm going to look at... So stylistically, I'm going to look at two other posters where which fatherhood is presented in some way, shape, or form, or at least masculinity is in fatherhood, and some common stylistic features that we find in these propaganda posters coming out of World War One in the UK.
Okay. All right. That sounds like a nice link to come back to the whole in terms of that idea of connecting to the sense of authorship and those similarities. Okay. Yeah. I like that. Let's talk about Macbeth. Okay. All right. So you're going to follow on from Macbeth.
So then I think I'm going to talk about how it's a very simplistic view in the posters, you go to war, where Macbeth presents a question of what are the effects of choosing to do so. Macduff chooses to, well, he flees, but essentially he's preparing an army to fight Macbeth. So he chooses to go to war, but in that choice of fleeing, he has, in this scene in particular, in Act 4, Scene 2, his wife is angry and despondent about that choice. And so I'm going to focus on her choices, on how she presents him, or how Shakespeare presents fatherhood through her eyes.
Okay. Excellent. All right. So that's mostly you're exploring Lady Macduff's view. or through her eyes, her exploration of fatherhood and how Macduff meets or does not meet that. Mm. What about Ross? What are you going to do with Ross?
And then I'll come, I think, at the end to deal with Ross, because the rest of the text is dealing with Ross's question, which is it wise for him to have done so? And, well, kind of hard to say it wasn't wise, because, well, he saves everybody. I mean, he saves the country, which is why you go to war in the first place. You have mm-hmm. a duty to your country and to your larger community, but at a great cost that his sons and Lady Macduff die.
Okay.
And so I want to bring it out with that larger moral question of the decision he made with which to do so. And that will broaden me out to the rest of the play
mm-hmm.
In Act 4, Scene 3, Act 5, Scene 8, but then also bring me to an interesting contrast with Banquo,
okay.
Who flees with his son and dies, but Fleance lives.
Okay. All right. So that sounds good. So you're going to do Lady Macduff. You're going to skip the bit about Ross to begin with to explore what she looks at. You're going to come back to Ross, use him as a springboard to the rest of the text. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So then you mentioned before, when we were talking about the poster, you talked about this issue of you're going to look at how and you're going to look at why. Where's the why coming in for these texts? Are you going to bring these together?
I think the why's got to center around fatherhood,
because mm-hmm.
that's my question that I'm presenting. And I think it's got to, in at least in Macbeth, it's got to come around this moral question of what do I gain and what do I lose by making this decision?
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's going to go to the why. Is that Shakespeare presenting to the audience the nuances and subtleties of tough decisions,
mm-hmm.
And perhaps the consequences of making those tough decisions, which is essentially this idea of sacrifice, which is how I want to end in my conclusion, to come okay. down to sacrifice, where the poster presents sacrifice as you do it,
mm-hmm.
but doesn't present the consequences of going to war and the impact of you as a father. Macduff, well, technically, I guess, still a father, because you never stop being a father, mm-hmm. has dead kids. Where here, he's got his kids, but the reality is, you go to war, you might not come back, or you might have your leg blown off, or you might have such traumatic brain injury that you aren't able to function as a father anymore. Okay. And that's what this poster does not present, because it's propaganda, where Shakespeare does present it, because it is literature that wants to... that literature must explore these bigger questions.
Okay. All right. So that's your nice ending. That's when you're going to conclude.
Yes, I think now that you say that, I'm going to focus really on propaganda versus literature.
Okay. All right.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.